Kane nets second hat trick of season as Oilers beat Ducks 5-3 to get back to winning ways. Anaheim, California, it wasn't until his ninth NHL season that Evander Kane got his first hat trick. Since then, he's been making up for lost time. The Edmonton left wing picked up his second hat trick of the season and the eighth of his career as the Oilers got back to their winning ways Friday night, February 9, by rallying for a 5-3 victory over the Anaheim Ducks. "I was hoping I would get one at one point," said Kane, who has 18 goals this season. "It's nice coming out of the break, getting on the board early and getting ready for the second half of the season." Kane is in his 15th season. He's tied for fourth most hat tricks in the league since getting his first one on March 16, 2018, with the San Jose Sharks. He has 5 in the regular season in his 3 years with the Oilers. Kane had a pair of second-period goals and finished off the hat trick with an empty netter at 18:50 of the third. It was the first time in 36 career games against the Ducks that Kane scored more than one goal. Anaheim goaltender Lucas Dostal came in for the final period after John Gibson sustained a lower body injury. Leon Draisaitl scored the go-ahead goal midway through the third, and the Oilers scored 3 times in the final 12 minutes to overcome a 3-2 deficit. Edmonton coach Chris Knobloch put Draisaitl and Corey Perry on the same line. "I think what we expected was how well they would be in the offensive zone," Knobloch said. "Controlling pucks, not being able to be knocked off, finding each other in the slot, and just being able to possess the puck down there and make some plays." Zach Hyman scored his team-leading 31st goal in the third to tie it at 3. Connor McDavid had 3 assists to extend his point streak to 5 games. Calvin Pickard stopped 24 shots and won his 5th straight start in net. Edmonton, which had a 16-game winning streak snapped Tuesday night at Vegas, has not lost consecutive games since mid-December. Anaheim's Ryan Strome had the 13th two-goal game of his 11-year career and his first since April 19, 2022, with the New York Rangers. "Nice to get on the scoresheet, but a frustrating game. I think that we deserved a little bit better of a fate. I thought we worked really hard. I thought we did a lot of good things," Strome said. "They're finding ways to win, and if you give that team a power play in the third period, it's more often than not going to be a goal." Cam Fowler had a goal and an assist, and Adam Henrique and Frank Vetrano both had 2 assists for the Ducks. Henrique extended his point streak to 7 games. Dostal made 8 saves. Gibson allowed 2 goals and made 19 saves. Strome gave the Ducks a 3-2 advantage at 3:20 of the third on the power play with a shot from the left circle for his 8th. Hyman, tied for 6th in the NHL in goals, redirected McDavid's shot past Dostal at 8:41 to even it at 3-all. Draisaitl put the Oilers ahead on the power play on a one-timer from McDavid at 10:09. It was his 24th of the season and 13th in the last 11 games versus the Ducks. Up next, Oilers remain in Southern California to face the Los Angeles Kings on Saturday night. Ducks begin a 4-game trip against Montreal on Tuesday. By Joe Reedy.